Welcome back to the Prince to King podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Roos, and I empower young men to find their power, passion, and purpose. Today, which way modern man? It can be quite easy to look out into the world and feel quite disheartened, quite uninspired by what you see, or, as we'll discuss today, inspired by perhaps the wrong things or detrimental things. And because you are a young man and this stage of your life means that you are trying almost everything for the first time and you are gaining the experience through doing, it is my hope that I can illuminate, as your coach, as your mentor, as your podcast host, some of the things that I experienced as a man as I tried to figure out which direction I wanted to go, as I asked myself that same question: which way modern man, which way Dylan, which way are we going to go, where, what kind of man do I want to be? And so these enticing ideals that we see played out, particularly in the red pill space, I'm going to dissect a little bit today. We probably won't go into too much depth or detail, but we will explore some of these archetypes. So, young man, which way? I see it as four main archetypes right now being played out across society. We've got Peter the Peasant, we've got Tim the King, you've got Woke Walter, and you've got the Red Pill Bro. And these four main archetypes are the men that you will frequently come into contact with day to day, but probably more so online, which is where most of you guys are spending your time. So let's first get really clear on what these archetypes mean and what they stand for. So let's start with Peter the Peasant. Okay, Peter the Peasant is going to be your default right now. Okay, if you're an average young man right now listening, this is going to be where you are. Okay, and this is going to be boyhood, essentially, right? We prioritize pleasure and comfort over growth and responsibility, avoids hard work and challenges, opting for excuses and victimhood, lacking self-awareness, blaming others or external circumstances for your struggles, focus on immediate gratification with no vision or drive for a greater purpose. Now, these are obviously the negatives played out and described, not necessarily the struggle that you guys are going through right now as you attempt to step into Tim the King, right? So we've just focused on the archetype Peter being all the negative things that are associated with that, with boyhood, right? The pleasure, the comfort, we don't want to work hard, but we're struggling, right? You're probably in that space where you're struggling to step into Tim the King, which is you are grounded in self-awareness. You embrace both your strengths and areas for growth. You're connected to your heart and body, allowing you to lead with authenticity and emotional intelligence. You're driven by purpose, right? You are driven by a purpose. That is the main factor or main characteristic, of Tim the King, right? Is he has a purpose and he's driven by that. And then striving for personal and collective growth while staying resilient through challenges, balances strength with compassion, embodying healthy masculinity in his relationships and actions. So you can see it is the balance within Tim of being able to tap into the heart and also do difficult things. And that, as I said, Tim the King, that is where we want to get to, boys. That is where we want to get to. We want to be able to step into our heart, be connected to it, not afraid. Okay, we want to be brave enough, courageous enough to step into that place. And we want to use those words because it is the brave man, it is the courageous man who is connected to his heart, because it is a difficult thing to do, because it is very vulnerable for us, especially as men. We get hurt, we get dejected. Okay, we don't want to feel that pain again. And so we opt out of our heart, into our mind, into our resilience, and we just push on. However, with Tim the King, we also want to have access to that. We also want to be able to push on. We also want to be able to push through the difficult things, show up and get to work, right? Right now, as I'm recording this podcast, I'm going through one of the hardest years of my life and the hardest couple of months of my entire life. I am crying more than I ever have in my entire 30 years up until this point. I've cried more in the last 3 weeks than I have the previous 30 years. Why? Because I'm on this journey of stepping more and more into Tim the King. I'm attempting to live my mantra and walk the talk, and I assure you I am seeing the benefits of that, of being connected to my heart for probably the first time since I was 13, 14, 15, before the world warped me, before I allowed the world to warp me, right? We take responsibility whilst recognizing our past, okay? However, that being said, I still have to show up. I have a son, I have a partner, or an ex-partner now, which is a part of the reason why I'm struggling so much, right? That I take care of, that is my responsibility, okay? As a man, they are my responsibility to take care of, okay? So I still have to be able to process my emotions, feel what I need to feel, flip a switch, and enter into work mode, film a podcast, get my stuff done, okay? And that is the balancing act that we want to try to get right. And we're not gonna always get it right. That's not what it's about. Tim the King isn't perfect. He's grounded in self-awareness. He embraces his strengths and is aware of his areas for growth, right? That's the man we wanna be. Peter the Peasant, the complete opposite. Anything that's difficult, too hard, pushes away responsibility, doesn't step out of his comfort zone, looks for short-term gratification, scrolls on Instagram and TikTok, blames the world for why he's the way that he is or the way that his life is unfolding, right? And I understand for some of you, maybe you are younger, you feel like, but Dylan, my parents make decisions for me, my teachers make decisions for me, I barely get to make decisions. I get it. My question to you is, so what? So what? Are you going to sit around and complain and be Peter the Peasant? Or are you going to look at your life, look at the decisions that you can make, and start to focus on those areas? Because that is what Tim the King does. Okay? So we've got our starting point. We've got our starting references. The average boy and the integrated man. Right? Tim, the integrated man. And we've developed at Prince the King, the integrated man method. Tim with two M's. Okay? Now, when we start to look out into the world, what do we see? Right? Which way modern man? Are we going to stay Peter the Peasant? Are we going to try to go forwards into responsibility and our hearts and become Tim the King? Or are we going to look to the left where we see woke Walter, right? The left, the progressive, the liberals, right? Woke Walter. Oh, goodness. We do not want to be woke Walter, right? This is the man who embodies over-the-top performative activism with little self-awareness. He's obsessed with being seen as virtuous, even when it's not genuine. So he's more concerned about his image of doing the right thing than actually doing the right thing. He cares more about signaling values. Oh, I'm a good person. I'm a good man. I'm a nice guy. Rather than actually living them. Rather than actually being the good man. And then always looking to call out others, but never looks inward. Right? This man, we can all picture him a little bit feminine, right? Not connected to his masculinity, not connected to the power that can be found in healthy masculinity. He very much does things for the image that comes with that and being able to say, oh, look at me. So he's doing it for external validation. And again, we typically see this on the left or in the liberal space, right? Calls everyone else out. Right? And can't see the hypocrisy in his own statements or in his own way of life, right? Whilst also caring about the world's biggest issues, which isn't a bad thing. I'm not making that point, but his own house is not in order. It's like he's trying to put out the fires of the world whilst his house is crumbling down. And what I mean by that is, when you look at his life, it is not a life that you would like to live. And we all know this. We all see Woke Walters out in the world and we go, man, he seems so unhappy, or he seems miserable, or he doesn't have a girlfriend or a healthy relationship, or he doesn't have the job that he desires, or doesn't make the money that he does, or is always complaining. You know, you go around them, they're always complaining, moaning about something, right? It's never their fault, okay? But they want to be seen as doing the right thing. And because they don't have an internal compass for what that right thing is, they outsource it so other people tell them this is what the right thing is. And so that's how they behave. So they don't have any backbone. They don't have, they don't stand for anything. They can be swayed by whatever the main messaging is, right? They go from, not to get too political on the podcast, but this is just the examples that we're currently going through, right? Whatever the main messaging is, that's what they follow, right? So if it's, let's support Black Lives Matters, that's what they're posting about. Then when the focus transitions to Ukraine, now they're talking about Ukraine, then the then it transitions to Palestine, so they're talking about Palestine, right? But all the while, the integrated man is looking at this person, and maybe you as a young man are looking at this person going, there's something off here. What is this? Why does this feel so disingenuous? Because it's fake activism, right? It's this over-the-top performative activism, no self-awareness, look at me, I'm doing the right thing, whilst when you examine that person on an individual level, their entire life is crumbling. And that's why it feels so like, dude, sort your own stuff out and then start to, and then pick a cause, pick something, you know, fight for something good. There's that masculine energy trapped in Woke Walter. Like he wants to fight for something, but he doesn't know how to. That's on the left. Then we look to the right and it's no better over there. And this I might go a little bit deeper on, or I might just dissect on a whole nother episode. We'll see how I go. But the red pill bro. Okay, we can all think of the Andrew, I don't want to call anyone out by names because there are positives to some of their messages, but you can understand the archetype better if I give some examples, right? You got the Andrew Tates, the Justin Wallers, the Whatever podcast, and then there's that other big podcast that they do in Miami where they interview the OnlyFans models and the girls, right? These are the red pill bros. I can't stand these guys either, right? They're obsessed with dominance, status, and asserting alpha masculinity. They're dismissive of emotions and vulnerability, viewing them as weaknesses. They believe he has figured out the truth about women, relationships, and society, often oversimplifying complex topics. Constantly preaches about being a high-value man whilst lacking true self-awareness or emotional depth. Right? So I start to dissect some of this sort of stuff. Why do I not like the red pill? Dylan, they talk about working on yourself. They talk about getting a good job or making good money. They talk about exercise and they talk about being a high value man, right? But that high value man, it consists of money, exercise, and women. And that's it. There's no talk on character. There's no depth to these spaces. There's no like, be a good person, be in integrity, develop your own value system, live from there, be kind, right? No, it's all very much make money, be fit, get women. And what I see is it's when you get to the extremes on both sides, there's, I can't remember what it's called, but when you start, it's not a line. It's not like the left is way over here and the right is way over here, right? The extremes, it's actually a circle. And the more you go down, the more they actually come together. And the far left and the far right in this space, the woke, the super woke Walter and the super red pill bro are actually very similar in their belief systems. Why? Because when you listen to the red pill bros, you start to understand that they do everything for women. Make money so you can get women. Work out so you can get women. It's a very feminist ideology that's permeated into the red pill culture that no one seems to be able to see or call out. It's really, really interesting, right? We are men and we are integrated men and we are trying to be Tim the Kings for no one else but our own responsibility as men to ourselves, our families, and our wider communities. We take on responsibility so that other people can rely upon us, not so we can make more money and get more girls. We do this from a place of protection and provision. These are the traditional masculine traits, not the traditional masculine traits that the red pill community spouts around making lots of money, getting lots of girls. increasing your status. It's very selfish, right? So there are a lot of good messages in the space, but then they are mixed in with a lot of, with an underlying drive to get more women. That's the main goal, or make more money. And there's nothing wrong with making good money. There's nothing wrong with finding a healthy feminine partner that you can build a life with. These things are things that young men should pursue for sure. However, we want to make sure that we're coming at it from a very integrated place, from a very healthy place where we go, hey, I want to make money so I can take care of my family, right? That's why I'm on this path. And if you need to start with less than ideal fuel, and that's the fuel that gets you going, start. That is totally fine. Whatever gets you going, gets you going. However, you need to be able to have that self-awareness as you're going along. Is this fuel source still beneficial for me, right? Is this anger that's driving me actually helpful, or is it stopping me? Okay, is this desire to attract in more girls in my life, okay, is that serving me anymore? Because now I'm going to the club every weekend, or bars, or I'm spending hours on Instagram sending DMs, or Hinge, or Bumble, or Tinder, right? It's like a man needs to be connected to his purpose, and purpose first, okay? So you've got the red pill bro on the right, you've got woke Walter on the left, and what we do is we extract the positive messages from the left, right, which can be summarized as be connected to your emotions. That would be the positive side. But we don't want to be connected to our emotions in a feminine way. We still want to be connected to our emotions in a masculine way. I'll dive into that on another podcast. And we want to extract the work hard, work on yourself, do difficult things mentality on the right. Okay, be resilient, be dependable. You extract both of those things, you bring them together, and you get Tim the King. Okay? So, which way, modern man? I understand. As a young man myself, I'm 30 years old, I look out into the world, and it can be quite disheartening. It can be quite like, man, where are the good men? And there's something subconscious that sits there in all of you that's like, ah, these messages, yeah, okay. Oh, this is the best message possible, so I'll latch onto it. But there's still something there that's like, ah, just doesn't feel right. It just doesn't, there's something off here, but we're struggling to understand what that is. And I hope, after listening to today's podcast, that I've given you some deeper self-awareness, or some deeper awareness around these archetypes that we're seeing playing out. So seek out the Tims. Seek them out, try to find them. Where are the men in your life that are integrated, that have a purpose but are connected to their hearts, that lead with kindness and compassion, not as a tyrant, that do things for the betterment of not only themselves but their families and wider communities? This is being that servant leader. Okay, the servant leader is the integrated man. He is Tim. All right, I hope today was super valuable, guys. Please, if you did find this valuable, if you found this podcast useful, please subscribe, leave a view. I think it takes 60 seconds. The more people I'm able to reach, the bigger this brotherhood will grow. And as always, Young King, sending you love and strength.